This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And is this the big forward leap? In the weeks of investigating the Trump administration and its connection to Russian hacking and influence in the elections, well, this was the essential question asked at last week's hearings where former FBI Director James Comey testified.
Do you believe this will rise to the obstruction of justice?
I don't know. That's Bob Mueller's job to sort that out.
Bob Mueller, the special counsel in this case. The Washington Post broke the story that, in fact, that's where special counsel Bob Mueller's investigation is now leading. Whether the president attempted to obstruct justice in his interactions with administration officials. President Trump says he was told by former FBI Director James Comey that he was not under personal investigation. But following Comey's firing on May 9th, the Washington Post has reported that special counsel Mueller began looking into the obstruction of justice charges. Central to the obstruction of justice question are interviews with a number of intelligence officials, including Daniel Coates, the current director of National Intelligence, Mike Rogers, head of the National Security Agency. Mark Kasowitz, President Trump's personal attorney for the Russia investigation, said the following through a spokesman. He said the FBI leak of information regarding the president is outrageous, inexcusable, and illegal. And this morning, President Trump predictably tweeted, "They made up a phony collusion with the Russians story, found zero proof, so now they go for obstruction of justice on the phony story," and went on to call the investigation the greatest single witch hunt in American political history. Who the they is in this case is a little bit hard to decipher, but maybe we can figure that out. Lanny Davis is a former White House special counsel under President Bill Clinton between 1996 and 1998, co-founder of the law firm Davis, Goldberg and Galper. Davis says the long game is what matters in cases like this. Quick conclusions aren't necessarily correct ones.
First of all, it's a case in process, so we have to be careful about assuming guilt. And we all know that a president is not held to a criminal standard, but to a standard that upholds values as opposed to law. So that's the big difference. But if this were just a legal case, this distinguishes Mr. Trump from Andrew Johnson and from President Clinton, who are the only two other presidents. President Clinton was held to a non-legal standard, and Andrew Johnson most certainly was held to a political standard because there was no criminal accusation against Andrew Johnson. He offended the political sensibilities and defied the House of Representatives about Reconstruction and about the Civil War. It was a political case. This is the clearest example of what seems to be a criminal act by a president. Even going back to Richard Nixon, who is our other example, which is closest because he was accused of obstruction of justice and was probably guilty of obstruction of justice. But this is different than anything else that we've ever seen in American history.
It would appear that so much that's already on the record here is incriminating for Donald Trump. And the president fired FBI Director Comey. He said to Lester Holt on NBC that Russia was the reason. Comey himself said that Mueller would have to go down this road because words like, "I hope this investigation goes away." I mean, it all just seems a part of a pattern.
The irony of history here, and we are watching history being made day by day, is that President Trump brought this on himself by the firing of James Comey. Mr. Comey actually exchanged at his hearing that you don't have to order somebody to do something. And Thomas A. Becket was killed simply because Henry II said, "Will someone rid me of this grievous priest?" Mr. Comey made it pretty clear that he was ordered to do something, even though the expression was, "I hope." That in and of itself is an obstruction of justice if the special counsel believes Comey. So now it's down to he says. And I think Mr. Mueller is doing his job to find supporting evidence, even if it's an inference and not direct, that Mr. Comey is telling the truth. That's why he's now interviewing the heads of the intelligence agencies to see whether Mr. Trump asked them to interfere by persuading Mr. Comey to back off. on the Flynn investigation, and that is additional evidence that Comey is telling the truth and that Mr. Trump is not.
The central part of the Washington Post story that originally broke this is, as you've said, that Robert Mueller, the special counsel, is going to conduct interviews with Daniel Coates, who's the current director of national intelligence, Mike Rogers, head of the National Security Agency. What can those people tell him that will add to what we already know?
Well, if they want to go to jail, they'll lie, but they don't have to be under oath to commit a crime. There's a statute for false statement to a federal agent that does not have to be a sworn false statement. So they're going to tell the truth. If they refuse, as they did before the Senate Intelligence Committee, then they will be issued a subpoena by a grand jury, and then they will either have to take the Fifth Amendment, which will automatically require that they will be fired, or at least if they're not fired, that will probably be another impeachable offense. Two heads of our intelligence agencies have to answer questions before a federal grand jury. They're stuck. I think it's easy for your listeners to understand here, whether you like Trump or not. I'm trying to put my politics aside here and compare this to the precedents of Richard Nixon, Andrew Johnson, and President Clinton. I'd love to explain the differences, but the fact is, right now, we're looking at a case of criminal activity by the President of the United States. He can't be indicted. It's up to the House of Representatives to impeach him and the Senate to remove him. But this is a very strong criminal case, and at least Mr. Comey's version is corroborated. He could be convicted, certainly indicted, and he could be convicted in a court of law.
Lanny Davis, former White House special counsel under President Bill Clinton, is co-founder of the law firm of Davis, Goldberg, and Galbraith. He spoke to us from Washington, D.C. Lanny, it's great to talk to you.
Thank you, John.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.